USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden says he currently has no plans to travel to the U.S.-Mexico border. This comes after FEMA arrived at the border to help shelter illegal immigrant children and expedite the vetting process. The president answering the brief question while he was on his way to Pennsylvania to promote the recently passed stimulus bill. Vice President Kamala Harris was asked why President Biden has to sell the bill.
It's not selling it. It's literally letting people know their rights, right? It's kind of like you buy a product, you've already been sold on the product, but you need some directions on the box usually. And so this is about, hey, know that you're entitled to this. File your taxes so that you can speed up the benefits that you're going to receive.
Ford Motor Company unveiling its new Pursuit F-150 police truck. The pickup has special options and can go up to 120 miles an hour. USA Radio News.
It's happened. Since Election Day, more than 5 million people have downloaded the free Newsmax TV app from their smartphone store. It takes seconds, and with the free app, you can watch Newsmax TV right away. Most cable news channels require a paid subscription, not Newsmax. You get real news whenever you want. At home, Newsmax TV is on all major cable systems, and it's free on OTT devices. Your smart TVs like Samsung, LG, Vizio, and Roku, YouTube, Zumo, and Pluto. Now, the free smartphone app lets you watch Newsmax easily wherever you are. So check Newsmax.com online for breaking headlines. Then go to the Newsmax TV app to watch the latest news with Sebastian Gorka, Dick Morris, Greg Kelly, Diamond and Silk, Michelle Malkin, Mike Huckabee, Alan Dershowitz, and so much more. Newsmax is already the fourth highest rated cable news channel in America. Everyone is watching Newsmax because it's real news for real people.
The FBI is releasing the findings of their investigation regarding a bomb exploding on Christmas Day in Nashville.
The FBI says the man who exploded a bomb in downtown Nashville on Christmas Day was suffering from paranoia and was heavily influenced by conspiracy theories. However, they don't believe that Anthony Quinn Warner was motivated by any social or political ideology. In a statement Monday, the FBI said that Warner had acted alone in building and detonating the explosive, and that he chose the location and timing of the bombing so that it would be impactful, but minimize the possibility of causing undue injuries. Dozens of businesses were damaged in the blast, but Warner was the only fatality. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
The European Union's health authority says it is firmly convinced that the benefits of AstraZeneca's COVID-19 vaccine outweigh the risks, after a string of nations in the bloc temporarily halted use of the shot over blood clot concerns. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's all in your head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
4 months after the election of Joe Biden, Texas Republican Governor Greg Abbott says the government must do all they can to protect poll watchers from both political parties. Abbott adding, every time voter fraud is committed, it sows a seed of distrust in the election process.
What we have found in the past, there have been some local elections, the outcome of which was altered by election fraud that took place. Right now, I don't know how many or if any elections in the state of Texas in 2020 were altered because of voter fraud.
As stimulus checks continue to hit people's bank accounts, things turn deadly in Indianapolis.
Four members of an East Indianapolis family were shot and killed Saturday, leading officers on a day-long manhunt to find the suspect and his six-month-old child. He's being accused of kidnapping. Marion County Sheriff's Department spokesperson tells 13 WTHR the public is why the suspect was found so quickly.
I do believe that the community has played a role. They've been giving us information, and that's what's important. Our community sticks together, and our community has done what we've been urging them to do for a while. Contact us. Give us the information.
The suspect, 25-year-old Malik Halfaker, was found about 5 miles from the shooting and was arrested Sunday. The six-month-old was also found unharmed. It is being reported by the TV outlet family members aged 7, 23, 35, and 44 were killed over stimulus check money. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.